Blog Talk Radio. This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl. We're controlling this.
I'm talking about pussy controls this. So ooh. I said, you're not wrapped around our fingers. We got you balled up in our fists. Oh, you know, like the pussy fist. Fuck out of here.
That's real.
We're controlling this. But here we are back again. Lovely, lovely, lovely show. Welcome back to Philly Shine. It's Thursday's show. We in full effect at the beginning. We got the lovely Miss Rhonda on the line. You know what I mean? Big ups to you, honey. Key West, the co-host in the building with the most.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And, of course, fresh off his birthday, little vacation, we got Buck Band and Reno back on the line.
We already know.
Welcome back. Philly Shine, we're going to have some fun tonight. Tuesday was amazing. We got to actually have a peaceful overtime or whatever to like 1:15, talking about threesomes. Like it just went there. Like everybody really enjoyed that topic. Like I appreciate it so much so that the people who missed out, like I'm like, yo, was you on Tuesday show? I gotta hear these story, because it was just funny, like just how many people have had threesomes. Like it was just really funny. It was really crazy. Shout out to everybody, like just definitely doing anything, showing love. Tonight's topic is a little different, you know what I mean? I want to know, and I've done this plenty of times, like from when I first was even having sex with my baby father or whatever, like having sex while you're on the phone, like you know, like whether if it's you're already on the phone and then y'all just start doing it, or somebody call, you got to answer or whatever, like, or even if it's your partner who was on the phone while you were having sex. I want to hear from you. I want everybody to share their stories. And I'm playing my fan favorites tonight. So my request is to just show love to everybody whose music I love tonight. And then also I'm going out to party with Baby Doll down 40th and Spruce at Copa. So come meet me there.
What's popping off down there?
I ain't even going to tell y'all right now. It's
I know what it
freaky.
Is.
Like, tonight in Philly is on some freaky, it might as well be called Freaky Thursday, but it's only the damn right. Freaky Friday. It's about to be Friday in like an hour. So, yeah, it was almost, and from the time when it starts Friday, they still going to be getting it in live in full effect. I'm going to tell y'all.
Get dirty Thursdays.
Listen, no, it's kiss and tell Thursday, or don't kiss and tell. It's, you know what I mean, welcome out all the lesbians. You come kiss. Like, it's gotten wild on Monday nights at Copa's. Like, ladies kissing each other, doing all types of, I'm not into the ladies, but I'm going to go down there, support DJ Big Talk, DJ Buzzworthy, my girl.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going
down
to watch. If you're not there to watch, then I don't know where you at.
You know what, we're going to see, we got a caller before I go into my first fan favorite. And then we also got to check up on Key West and Reno's story and Rhonda's about the threesome, because I just can't let that go. But 505-907, welcome up to Philly Shine. What's your name, where you calling from?
Hello, girlie, it's Pinky. I'm scared to support.
Pinky.
I finally showed up.
What? I know, right? Welcome to the show, beautiful.
Hello, Pinky.
Oh, what Pinky
no,
is that?
No, listen. Oh, listen.
No, that
God is hype.
No.
I don't know that many people.
No.
No,
no,
you got me all excited.
Don't even get popping, honest.
Pinky, please introduce yourself to everybody so that they can know who you are. Like, I try to treat everybody fresh on the show so everybody can be able to get to know them. I know you, I love you, but tell everybody who you are.
Okay, I'm Pinky, Return of the Boom Bap, and Wu-Tang, and Yum Yum. I'm not Pinky the porn star.
Oh, man.
And I'm a friend of Honest, and I'm here to support her.
You dumb fuck. You don't say that shit.
Oh, man.
I'm
lucky I couldn't find that sound effect. Oh.
Don't put that damn sound effect in here. You guys are a mess. You know what I'm saying?
When a name like Pinky come over the phone with like a 505.
Wait a minute. You don't even know the full name. Like she, you lucky she didn't say the full name, because you'd definitely be like, wait a minute, I thought she was just Pinky. Her full name is Pinky Yum. You know what I mean? She.
Well, that's just as good.
Right. You don't even have to. Well, actually, just to say this, I always tell people, you know, I am an adult company owner, and my name has nothing to do with adult. I was named after a film, kind of like Imitation of Life, called Pinky.
Oh, like Pinky from Friday.
Right, right, a name. Nothing to do with anything. You know, I know how people's mind goes crazy. And then there's Yum Yum Entertainment is my company. So they don't get me confused with another Pinky. They tag me Pinky Yum.
Yeah, exactly.
But you got to say, that's kind of ironic. Like, do people come up to you like, is your Pinky Yum?
No! What I tell you, yeah, it happens. I'm sure it goes down. We all going to have some fun tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to ask Pinky the topic question, of course. I don't know. She wasn't here for Tuesday's show, so of course I'm going to ask her about the threesome thing. Because,
yeah.
Like, I swear, Tuesday went all the way in, and I like everybody just expressing themselves, and we're having fun. But this is my fan favorite. I'm playing my motherfucking favorite song. I'll tell y'all a little bit about the songs after I play them. So, first up. Fully shine, y'all.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mini Blanco. Jacket. I feel so good. Yes. Yes. I see. I got money. Women love me. They like, Ben, where you at? I be over here somewhere in the red, puffing and sipping the beer. I be on chills. My cup overflow, but the help is on steals. Nigga, that's ill. See, Ben got a swag that's a card with a steel metal gun. I don't need to add cars, if this supposed to make you ghost. Leave your body by a yard. I don't care anywhere. Leave your body by a yard. Get it? Think about it a minute. Who you thinking up making up a lie or a gimmick? See, Vinny ate his spinach today. And I wanna play. Want mercy, better beg than pray. Then you better pay. See, life ain't cheap. Plus, ain't shit and it's free. Got peace? So put your sneakers on and get your 100 meters on. Or you can stand there till each is on.
Come on.
Like I left right off the stoop and forgot it on the steps. Drunk off Patron, yeah, we got it on deck. Feels so good to be me live in the flesh. Top man, that mean I'm precise. That mean I ain't free, I come with a price. List for your chick, tell her get her by the night. And tell her be on time and have that money right. Alright, I don't say things twice. That's why I record when I speak on the mic. Go ahead, hater, you can say what you like. But your watch plain and my watch ice. Your pocket's empty and mine got bread. My career's booming and your career's dead. My fans love me and yours don't exist. And they got the nerve to ask me why I love this shit. That price, I'm a cop, that shit might be my last night. And life's too short, and it's not promised. So I ball out, and I pack llamas. Far from a bitch, but I don't like drama. Cause I like dollars, it fucks with my comma. So I smoke ganja, right out the pain. Record it, put it on the streets like Kane. And the people feel it, they love when I kill it. Come up to me like, Ben, you the realest. Glad you enjoy, waiting till my next shit. I'm in the studio now, working on my next hit. And I put on for my city every rhyme. 215, stand up is the line. Get rid of me, better wait in line. Cause I feel so good, they can't see me, they blind.
Performed, like seeing them perform that song is just like so amazing. The energy is crazy. Key West, you do your damn thing on that hook. I love how Vinny just
quality.
It's like talk shit, like get that cocky shit out of here, like. No.
You love it. You love it.
Yes, we gotta love it. Definitely big ups to loving it. But that was all my peoples, Vinny Blanco. You know what I mean? On the line, we got the lovely Miss Pinky. Pinky. Return to Boom Bap. Spell out the website and tell us. You know, I'm a pro lady. I'm like a damn near, what they call it, feminist. I'm like borderline feminist. I'd be ready to burn my bras. Like, I'm just like so almost there. But definitely I show love to ladies. I say all the time, like, the ladies, you got leeway. You do what you want here. Like, I support you all. We have a ball. But spell out Return of the Boom Bap and tell everybody a little bit about the site. Then I'm going in on the topic question because we do show off on Philly Shine, but now we have fun.
Okay. Well, Return of the Boom Bap, the site is based off of our show. We're live Atlanta FM, and we're almost 9 years old come November. We're the oldest and longest-running hip-hop show, consistent show, in the state of Georgia. So we're pretty proud, and
yay,
that's who we are. So the Boom Bap is returnoftheboombap.com. That's BOOMBAP, like Pinky. Boom Bap. It's returnoftheboombap.com.
Trip hop.
Extra stuff. We're mean. We're like the bongs. We do the bongs. You're whack. We shut you down if you're no good because we're real hip hoppers. We have a lot of support and. You know, I got everybody on there, Jazzo, Cold Crush Brothers, Parliament and Funkadelic. We got Ski-Lo from back in the day, all the old school. We got all the old school. Jagged Edge is over there.
Jagged Edge. Shout out to Wingo. I actually got a chance to interview Wingo.
Mm-hmm. They're all over there. Go check them all out.
Huh?
So you go check them all out. They're all at the Boom Bap. They're all real personal with their pages. The house party cast, everybody. I have a lot of support from the old school hip hop industry. I'm currently writing a film script, so they're all a part of that. They're over there, Houdini and everybody.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, that's what's up now. Topic question. You know what I mean?
I'm scared because I don't know what it is. Y'all keep talking. What is
topic question always for tonight. We won't go into the other one a little later. But the topic question for tonight is, have you ever had sex while on a phone? Like, you know what I mean? Like, whether it's you were already on a phone and then it started up or whatever, or if you reached over and answered while you're, or even if your partner had to answer. It's like, you know, like, share with us.
What a question. That is just so us, huh? This is like radio. People are listening.
We can fucking curse. We go ahead, but we talk shit. Like, this show, it goes down. Like, damn.
Yes.
Let's go.
I'll say that. That's all I'll say. Because, yes, I have.
Yes, you have.
Topic conversation.
You gotta elaborate a little more than that.
Well, yeah.
No.
I got vodka and water. Maybe after a few more sips of vodka and water, I'll explain.
There you go. Yeah, I got my drink ready too.
Well, get rid of that water.
We're gonna have some fun. I'm bringing the question to Rhonda, huh?
Yes.
For all those that discriminate and think I'm only mean to Philly people, I was just on Dwight Howard from the Orlando Magic's Facebook, and he posted something about his movie. And I posted, you might want to watch some tape on the Celtics instead of watching the movie.
Ooh.
I'm sick of them guys losing anyway. That was just my Key West.
Yeah, I know. Please, shout out. Please beat the fat-ass old Celtics. I hate them. Fuck. I hate them. They're old. They should die. Like, what the fuck?
My parents got stabbed by Benzino. Who gets stabbed by Benzino?
Who got stabbed by Benzino? Benzino was a boss, I heard, though. I heard Benzino was a little boss.
He's too light-skinned to be a boss.
Nah, he owes something. I forget.
Let's get that
I
off.
I always liked him, though.
Let's get the subject off Benzino, because every time I hear his name, I just feel like...
I feel that.
I feel that, too. That makes my stomach hurt.
I like the light breaks. You know what I mean? Like, I would really, really listen to a cute guy. I was just like, if he was talking dumb shit, I was just like, looking at him like, I get a little boy crazy. You know,
I think is fine?
Waka
Flocka is so fine. Oh my god, like,
so fine.
Oh my god, I'm about to start my own website. Waka Flocka is fine. Don't fucking move that shit. Waka Flocka, them fucking lips. I will flock my leg. Let me shut up.
Come on, listen though. No, we have to be careful, honest. Waka Flocka is a dodo brain. He's so dumb, but it's okay that he's so beautiful. He's lucky he looks like he does.
Yeah, he's beautiful, I would say. I shout out to Waka Flocka. Like,
yo, Waka Flocka, he a real dude, but come on, man.
Man, come on, man. He trash, man. I don't want no excuses.
Listen, I'm not talking about his rat, you know. They didn't listen to what I said. I'm like, if you fucking cute, I don't care what you say. You can say, I just went to the store and went to the pickup. And went
to
pickup. And then I got some real.
What happened to the days of when the biggest selling artist was Biggie and Craig Mack? That's
yo,
when the new hip hop was.
Honest, stop thinking with the head in your pants. All right, goddammit.
Hey, shut up. Listen, I'm trying to tell you, I don't care if a nigga was like rims, pick up ghosts and ride in the woods. If he's cute, I'm like, yo, this is my song, yo. Y'all don't even know.
That would destroy hip hop right there.
You know, like, ain't that how dumb the song be? Yo, we got Pinky back on the line. It's all like, yeah, I picked up
what
the woods, ghost ride, I got some rims. I don't know. But, as we Pinky. Pinky and I talk, you know what I mean, like, things have gone on, and, like, it gets entertaining, but you gotta take my mind off of it. If you, ugly, now, we're going to talk about Craig Mack for a second, because for a long time, I also got my girl from 216 on the line. I got to bring her in. I'm so happy to actually be able to introduce, you know what I mean, my girl from Ohio, Buffalo Philly Shine, Chevy Blue. How you doing, honey?
I'm good, Mama. What's going on? What's up, y'all?
We chilling. We about to get in on this topic. I got some very close people on the line. I'm glad my lady's calling in from out of town in the building. Pinky, please meet Chevy Blue. She got
damn,
this.
We got all the colors in the building.
Yeah, we got Pinky Blue. And Chevy Blue is so damn cute. Find her on Twitter at Chevy in a letter. I mean, the name Blue. Right? Yeah, that's you.
Chevy Blue.
Yeah. Nice. Chevy Blue. Chevy Blue. And, you know what I mean? Big upset. But we were in the middle of talking about how I don't care how a guy rats as long as he's cute sometimes. Like, seriously. I'd be like, look. I am hot. But I'm really talking about your looks. Like,
right.
I mean, oh, you should bang it. Come here, give me a kiss. Like, no. come here, come sit on my lap. Like,
okay. Wait, I'm confused. What did I just miss?
No, we were talking about Waka Flocka.
Wonderful.
And how handsome he is. You know what I'm saying? I really think
okay.
His lips
but
are needed.
Don't give him all that credit. Don't give him
all
that he's handsome, but that's all.
I need his lips. Like, his lips is what got me. I'm looking at his picture right now. I downloaded his picture in my computer. I didn't go there and put him on as a screensaver. But if I had a job, I probably would. Like, you remember how you, like, at work, you got the screensaver or whatever? But,
yeah.
But I didn't go there. But we're having fun tonight, you know, Chevy Blue. Tonight's
so
topic.
Right now.
I don't care, like. I mean, like, shit. Key West, what? You motherfucking, should I accept from you?
I mean, because Because you're a hip-hop artist, and to hear you say that, I'm so disappointed right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, that's not really, this is more of the girl part. Wait a minute. I got it, Pinky. It's more of just like the girl part of me.
You say that at the same time. That's terrible.
I said I'm barely a feminist. Like, I said I'm just
changing up.
I'm a,
look, for me, I love him. He's so fine, but he's not a good rapper. He's not a good. He's definitely not hip hop, and he's slow.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna give him a dollar credit.
I didn't say it was good music. I said I will listen to it, and I'll be like, look, Waka, you is hot.
That was Pinky Yum, right? Boom Bap.
Yeah, that was Pinky.
Yeah, I know what Boom Bap means, but you better not like his rapping.
I know, that's right. Yeah, exactly. Oh, wait, but we lost Pinky. We gonna wait for her to call back in or whatever. But in the meantime, I'm gonna ask a topic question to Rhonda, and I'm gonna have to explain it again. Hopefully, Chevy will call back too. But Rhonda,
yeah,
you're on the show tonight. You know, Philly Shine. We from Philly. Philly repping hard. Have you ever had sex while on the phone, while talking on the phone, whether if it's you picking up? You know, Pinky, I'm about to tell you to call my phone so it doesn't disconnect you anymore.
I don't know what's happening. Maybe y'all shouldn't say my site name or something.
No. He actually, he bigged you up. He was like, if you say in the Boom Bap, you definitely can't love his raps, you know. Pinky, we got Pinky back on our and Chevy Blue. We all in the building.
Why y'all
Chevy Blue, let me get a ride.
Huh?
What? You want to ride?
What you say, what you say, Chevy?
If someone just keeps putting me off, like it don't like me or something.
It's doing it to you and Chevy. It's doing it to both of you guys. I don't know what's wrong with the switchboard tonight.
They don't like the color squad. Okay, that's all right.
Fuck them. We're going to get y'all back.
We don't like color poop.
tonight's topic is about to ask Rhonda the question so we could just, you know, be filled out. And if for the females who don't want to answer, I'm not pushy. You know, I say we do what we the fuck want on this show. That's it. Like,
okay.
But Rhonda,
I'm so scared.
Yeah. What'd you say, Pinky?
I said, I am so scared of y'all. You know, I have my boss calling me like, what are you talking about? You know, Wu-Tang is all up in the cypher. They listening. The homies from Wu was listening. And I say the wrong thing, they're like, Pinky.
That's supposed to be a moan sound effect, but it's more like
it's not a sound effect.
What is it? That's
a live feet.
A live feet. Stop taking shit out of her ass, please.
You would think it was my foot.
Oh, God. I'm done. Where's the buzzer fan playing? Boo!
You tonight. Bae. Yeah, I walk in the room, she be like.
Whatever. But we're going to have some fun. The topic question to get back on subject. So I'm going to ask to Rhonda, my Philly native. You know what I mean? Like, we've seen it in movies and stuff like that. I find it funny. I'm gonna share my story with having sex while on the phone, whether if it's you were already on the phone or you already were into it and then you reached over and answered the phone. Like, have you done it? Like, can you give us like a little brief story?
Yes, actually, yeah. Okay, I'm getting it in with the person I'm getting it in with.
Okay, I like this.
So the phone rang. I go to reach over and answer. I'm like, hello, it's my sister. So she like.
Wait a minute. On the reach over, is there any resistance? Or like, what is he doing? Is he going a little more, like, seeing you reaching for the phone?
It was normal. We was on the regular pace going. It wasn't no missteps or nothing. So I answered.
You lying.
I'm like,
Listen, we are not going to have that type of bantering, okay? I will take you off of the show, Reno.
That wasn't me.
Oh, he was.
No, it wasn't me.
It just was you, Reno. All right, back to the story, Rhonda.
So, so I'm like, hello. She's like, hey, what you doing? I'm like, mm. So I got quiet because I'm all into it. And she yapping and yapping. And she was like, why are you so quiet? I'm like, So she went, ew, I know what you doing. I'm hanging up.
This thing, that's funny. That's really funny because, like, I don't really see myself. Like, I've, back in the day, like.
Drier than turkey.
No, it wasn't. Shut up. Way back in the day, I think I was like the only time I ever did it. And then, like, my baby father just, like, flecked the phone out of my hand because I was just like, wait a minute, I gotta make sure the baby okay. You know what I'm saying? Just flecked the damn phone out of my hand. So, you know what I mean? That's why I asked you, like, you reaching, like, what the fuck you reaching for? But
no, hey. So, I picked up that phone.
That's what's up. Well, also tonight, I'm playing some of my favorite tracks. You know what I mean? I'm going into fan favorites and definitely going to explain, like, why it's a favorite of mine and definitely talking about the support that I actually get from other people on the show to keep it going. Like, Philly Shine started from just, like, nobody listening, and I definitely appreciate all the support and the great music that I get. So, track number 2 on my favorite list. Listen up.
Hey. Oh. Hey. Now we going in, right? Yeah. You ready? I'm ready. Let's hit it. You see me, motherfucker, I'm in my position. And I want those up and down, cause we always get better. You see me, motherfucker, take a look at our wrist, of course, the diamonds always shine, cause we keep them all clear. You see me, more money, motherfucker, I'm rich. Like this, yeah. You see me, motherfucker. More money, more problems, more clips. Wanna hate, nigga, hate on me. They didn't want fuck me, now they throwing me the Gucci. Then everything changed when they see me in that Louis. And I don't even pop them, I just let them give me chewy. Send them back to their hubby like, nigga, don't touch me. I'm smooth like a Barbie hoe, flying like a bird. Get ballin' like an underarm, such as a deodorant. Top down, no test, everybody know it's him. Black on black, try to hold it down.
But you know it's him.
Rockstar lifestyle, Mike, don't make it, bitch. Don't bring your white top, nigga, I take it, bitch. All that ice out, everybody know I'm rich.
What?
I never wipe out who the shit. That nigga dollar, that's all them hoes hollering. My money super thick, your money model thin. She don't suck it right, but she take a lot of dick. If a coupe still a little loose, you know what it is.
I'm persistent, and I want those up and down, cause we always get better.
Yeah.
You see me, motherfucker, take a look at our wrist, of course, the diamonds always shining, cause we keep them on lit.
Yeah.
You see me, more money, motherfucker, I'm rich. Ain't a dead nigga ballin' like this.
Hey. You see me, motherfucker,
more money, more problems.
Hello, I know you see me, I'm everywhere you go. You wanna be me, but you can't be me, no. I'm eating Wheaties, and I'm about to grow. And if I'm sitting now, then I'm about to blow. I'm like a fine bitch, I'm in my prime bitch. I only want a pretty girl and she a fine chick. 1970, so I'm okay, that's my fit. Niggas can't fuck with me, I
move, roll, fly shit.
Two show, ostrich, Louis shoe, stop it. Somewhere in the
tropics,
plane ride,
driving
in the cockpit, back to the project, hope by the boat load.
Might seem an object.
Get it? I ain't gotta tell you what's the time track. We doing numbers like a time match. Big head, Ben, big head, lens, big red. You looking through the smoke, you can spot me. You see me, motherfucker, throw that bumper shit, and I went those up and down, cause we always get better.
Yeah.
You see me, motherfucker, take a look at our wrist, of course, the diamonds always shining, cause we keep them on lit.
Yeah. You see me, more money, motherfucker, I'm rich. Nigga
fall
like this.
Hey,
you see me, motherfucker?
More money, more
crimes,
more
clips.
Wanna hate, nigga, hate on me.
I know you see me. That was my baby. So fucking talented. So talented. G-Stacks. Dollar the General. You see me, motherfucker. You know what I mean? That's like just one of my favorite songs. And G-Stacks, the wheelchair bully, you know what I mean, a phenomenal performer, please check him out on Twitter, G-Stakes, the number 27, and then Dollar the General, where you can find him on Facebook. And then what was so great about Dollar, not only is he a hot rapper, he went first on a joint or whatever, he is so fine. Like, oh, my goodness. Like, big ups to my homie. Like, he's married. I respect him. You know what I mean? His wife, that's my homegirl and everything. But I'm like, he is a superstar. Like, please check out my homie Dollar Pictures. Anybody listening? Ladies, you interested? Me, it's fair. You know what I mean? He got good music, too. And he's cute. Respectable guy. You know what I mean? Shout out to my boy. Big ups to Dollar. I got other music from him, too. But we're going to just do my favorites, and then we're just going to keep it moving. One and done, you know what I mean? Just like that. But, Chevy, I actually need to get some of your music and have you on the show. I know you said you have a upcoming mixtape coming out, or is it an album? Like, what is it?
It's kind of like a breed between the two, you know what I mean? I just wanted to do a lot of, it's some, you know, remixes on there, but it's a lot of original music on there. It's called The Blue Beast, and it drops June 11th.
The Blue Beast.
Yeah. Yep.
Huh.
That's what it is.
That's hot. Yeah. I'm gonna definitely send you my drop so I could be a part of it. Maybe we could actually get a collab on that, John. So
right,
tell everybody.
You know what, as a matter of fact, all you gotta do, right? I need is like DM me your email address. I got a song ready for you. I'm trying to do a 4-way. I got a girl from Florida jumping on it. And I mean, it's some real shit though. So you know what I mean? I'm trying to.
Oh, I know you.
You know having the girls. You know, girls are my thing. You know what I mean? You know, so I rap with more girls than I do with boys. Anyway, we just live with them for real.
Yeah, that's. I mean, like that. I feel you. I would say definitely we do. Like we really, really do. But you know what I'm saying? Like shout out to you. Like you also have some talented children. I had to the pleasure of playing your son's music when I was interviewing kids on a junior episode of Philly Shine. I had some really, really talented young people on the line. What's good with your son? And then you said your daughter.
My son's doing his thing. His mix CD drops in August, right before school starts back. It's called The Takeover. And my daughter just recorded her first shit this year, right? She is crazy, but she got a. I don't even know what to say about that one. It runs in the family.
That's what's up. You gotta keep it. Gotta keep it cool. You know, we're having fun tonight.
They like. We better do something. We having our asses sitting up in the studio all the time. You might as well.
Yeah, right. Might as well let us do something. You know what I mean? Let us do something. We ready. I love it, though. But, you know what? I have to ask you the topic question, too. Like, you're on the show. I'm not discriminating. Answer how you like. We have fun. But the topic question is, like, have you ever been on the phone while having sex? Or, like, even if it's your partner picking up the phone, like, in the middle of it or whatever, like, us being so busy, like, sometimes you got to answer your phone, like, hold up, wait a minute, but I got to answer my phone.
If I'm getting it in, ain't no telephone. Jesus ain't going to call my phone. He going to be all right. Man, I ain't answering my phone. I'm not doing it.
You know what? I feel the same way, but only I'm going to say I wouldn't answer the phone because I'm not quiet. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, don't you play that moan sound. I will slap you, please, God. I need to delete that moan sound. I'm so tired of it. Like,
yes, delete.
Delete that joy. It's like, oh, who makes that sound? Like,
horrible.
What the fuck? Like, you're like, who even makes those kind of sounds? I don't even know. Like,
see what y'all sound like. Go ahead. Let's have a contest.
No.
I got to try, right?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with asking. Asking to get something. But, so she said no. But see, like, for me, more recently, I've had, you know, like, my baby or whatever, like, in the middle of me riding, I'm like answering the phone. I'm like, oh no. You know, you is not gonna be able to talk. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm turning the phone off. Whatever happened, will be okay. Leave me a message. When I wake up, because I'm going to sleep, when it's all over.
What's crazy, like, for me, sex is energy. I will finish having sex. I don't care how long it's been, like hours or whatever. I'm ready to make dinner, clean up, finally be, you know what I mean, productive for the day.
You say after you make a breakfast.
I'll be ready to make breakfast, make a dinner. Like, you need some snacks. You'll watch that movie. Like, I'll be. I'm not a cuddler.
No, boo boo. I think that, I don't know. I don't know how to really. I'm going to sleep. I'm getting knocked out.
I know, that's right.
It's going down. And when it's going down Titanic.
Only if I'm, like, drunk. And I think that's, like, the best. Sex, like when you're drunk as hell, you know what I mean? I really think that, like, when you're drunk as hell and you with your baby, I think that is, like, the best sex in the world. Because most times I'm not even screaming, and I'm like, man, I'm in this joint, like, or whatever. But I'm just saying, like, we had fun. We talking shit tonight, but. I haven't answered the phone, like, in my adult years, like, while I'm doing it. I'm not even doing it. And don't think that you're going to talk if you're in it, you know what I mean? No, you're going to come off as gay if it's one of your homies, because that's pretty much how I was. He was just like, oh, let me come on, let me call you back, babe. Yeah, hang the fucking phone up, but we haven't.
Y'all was talking about smashing Waka Flocka when I came on the line. What did I miss?
Oh, no, see, Waka, no, I was talking. I
no,
was
let's
saying,
not go back into Waka Flocka, please.
Yeah, we,
I'm not
I
mean. I'm Waka Flocka.
Well,
I've seen him. I've seen
young,
him, and he is not, he's not cute when he high.
He not? Ew.
No, he ain't.
I don't
cute.
Like all that high shit. Like, don't be pill popping. Ew, like, at my performance on Friday, oh, my God, this guy was so handsome at first when I was walking up. But, I'm always introducing myself to people, but I thought that he was an artist, too, and I was just going to, like, you know what I mean, talk to the guy. And as soon as he opened my eyes, I'm like, ew, like, that is so unattractive. Like, don't be all pilled up. And
all blued up.
Blued up. Not Chevy blued up.
Oh,
like,
no,
you
could be Chevy blued up.
Definitely big up the Chevy blue, but
that's a whole different type of blue.
I just find Waka's lips.
Yeah,
like, I'm a lip person. Like, I like the lips. Like,
I don't know, when I saw him, right, he came to Cleveland, and he was, like, real put together. And I was like, okay, he's a handsome guy, and he's, you know, I'm short as hell, right? So I'm looking like, damn, this nigga tall as fuck. And he cool, his dreads pulled back in a ponytail. He rocking with the crowd, though. So I go on before him. I mean, and he rocking, though. He on the stage with everybody as we perform and everything. And he get to, you know, it's his turn. He doing his thing. He drinking out this bottle, out this little 7-Up bottle. So, you know, the more songs go, the less shit is in this bottle. The rubber band come off the threads, Flocka, 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 Flocka. Drink more out the bottle, the shirt come off, Flocka, Flocka. I had dreams somebody was chasing me, screaming, Flocka, Flocka. This nigga did his whole mixtape. This
oh,
nigga
wow.
rapped so long. He was so deep. He rapped so long in Cleveland, he rapped everybody out the building. They was, like, all excited at first. They like, nigga, we going home on your ass.
he
gave a hell of a show, but that nigga rapped his entire mixtape, and we was like,
went home after the first song.
He had him jumping around, Flocka, 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 Flocka.
Yo,
key
was.
Like,
yo,
shit, I wouldn't even wait till after the first song. As soon as he came on Waka, I'm out.
But they paid to come see him. You know,
that's what they like. I don't understand it. Like, my next song I'm about to play, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's been called Gucci Mane, you know what I'm saying? But a more wittier, you know what I mean? A more, you know what I mean? Like, actually what Gucci Mane should be, but with the whatever he has going on, you know what I'm saying? But check out my next fan favorite, like, Y'all gotta trust me. Trust me. Trust me on this one. It's definitely not
well.
No, not tonight. Not tonight. Not, tonight is not. Tonight is my favorite, like, or some real genuine. This is gonna be a thorough song. Every fucking song is honest fire, stamped and approved. So I'm just as responsible for how y'all feel about this show. But on some real shit, like, y'all gonna definitely agree with me. Like, this is what Waka Flocka being as hot as he is should sound like. Like,
okay.
But we gonna tell you who it is later.
Uh huh. Yeah. Lotto. Lotto.
Lotto.
Please forgive me of my sins.
Please forgive me. Yeah.
Take the pain away.
Black
Benz with the black on black rims.
It's cold.
Tint with the halogenic gleam.
It's cold.
Baby girl says she wanna take a spin.
It's cold.
Recession level. Where you been?
It's cold.
Luai know it's over. JB know it's over. DJ Dana Raymond, Tommy V know it's over. What you niggas know about lottery? I thought I told you. Lotto been a rider. Lotto is a roller. Lotto was a general. Lotto got some soldiers. Niggas slept on Lotto, then they showed up with the folder. Lotto get you open, yet and still he is the closer. You ain't about your money, I thought you don't approach him. Approach him. That nigga's back away. Back away. That nigga's back away. Get off that weak shit like every day is Saturday. If you can't relate, then I suggest that you go right away.
Gonna ride with money like we're posted.
These girls gooped up around a lot of chicks. Now that the whips stay gooped up.
Lotto.
I'm in the flame, blowing loose chains. Lanes couldn't hang if they was dangling from
hey.
My loose chains. Hello, the Dita jacket matches shell toe. Walking on the cloud, feel like I smoke to have an elbow.
Yeah.
You pop a band with every stripper on the dance floor. You ain't breaking bread, what the hell your ass here for? Let me in.
It's over.
Recession over. Where you been?
It's over. Gonna die getting money like we're poster. Falling in the club with the bottles getting towed up. Grab a cigarette full of section, then we post up. Grab the baddest part to be confined, now we toast up.
Black Benz with the black on black rims.
It's over.
Tint with the halogenic gleam.
It's over.
Baby girl says she wanna take a spin.
It's over.
Recession over.
It's
over. Yak stealing. I think I'm on my last glass. Green limit 60 and I'm 40 miles past that. A nigga pass that. Lotto, that's that good. I'm off that yak, I'm off that wish a nigga would. 100 haters on that wish a nigga could shit. Old school on 23s, guess I'm on that bullshit. A classic, 69 Chevelle. I'm getting to the money, little buddy, can't you tell? I'm doing it the long way. Look like, smell like money, cause it's on me. Shorty say I'm stuck up. I be acting phony. Now she wanna win the lotto, baby, before she didn't know me.
Gonna buy, getting money like we're poster. Falling in the club with the bottles getting towed up. Grab a cigarette full of traction, then we post up. Grab the baddest part to be confined, and now we toast up.
Black Benz with the black on black rims.
It's over.
She wanna take a spin.
It's over.
Recession over. Where you been?
It's
over. My baby, Street Lotto. You know what I mean? I only said what I said about that Gucci Mane thing. Oh yeah, of course. DJ Danger on the track. Yeah, the boy that did Gorillaz Old Hood, nigga. DJ Danger. But Dana. I think it's Dana. I'm fucking up. I think it's Dana. But you know what I mean, shout out to my boy Street Lotto. We was actually vibing on the topic of him looking like Gucci Mane, and he was like, he was performing for these kids and they were just like, Gucci Mane, like they just didn't know nothing. But I understand. No. But that's what the kids know. Just like when I went Like, every time I go
it's
perform.
Stupid. Like, we got to teach them something different.
It's, we try to. And then I think the kids were very fortunate to hear his music. Just like when I was performing for the kids, they were looking at me like, are you Trina? Because like, that's who they know. They don't know Honest Fire. Like, I'm like, they kept calling me all
time. You Trina?
Yes.
I can't even imagine Gucci Mane performing for the kids.
But honest,
I got a half a brick. Do you want some?
No, see, Street Lotto is actually a businessman. I fucking love him. He has his own iPhone or iTunes application called Zoo's Beat. I always talk about it on the show. Please go check it out. It's like the number 5 download. You know what I'm saying? Well, you share yours too, but Street Lotto is definitely a hot artist. You can find him in my album on Facebook, XY DJ Artist. I'm showing love tonight. I'm a fan. Like,
I know I'm a hater. Don't pay me no mind. That's what I do.
And you know what, Key West? Now that we got you on the line, you know, we're gonna throw you under the bus a little bit.
You can't throw me under the bus. There's no way.
Getting.
Right. We can
do
whatever.
No shame. You can't throw me under the bus.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, Key West would be under the bus, fucking midget.
I'm like the Charles Barkley of music. Like, I don't care what I say. It's not gonna get me in trouble.
You know what? We take this brief commercial break for our sponsors.
You know what it is, the kid Buck Beans and Reno, CEO slash host of Buck Beans and TV.
And I'm here to tell y'all to log in to Buck Beans and TV magazine.yolasite.com.
Say what? That's Buck Beans and TV magazine.yolasite.com. Philly's number one underground network. Hey, I thought you told him, man, if you can't stand the heat, get the fuck out the kitchen.
I appreciate the way that Buck Beans and TV magazine.yolasite.com show Philly Shine a lot of love. I wish you would send me some of your music with the curse words, but it's cool.
I got some new shit.
That's what's up. What is this sexy person came in? What is this? What is this? Okay. I'm just checking out these new sound effects you done put in the joint. Snoring. I'm going to keep
send
it.
Send me them joints.
I'm going to show some more love to my fan favorites, but then I'm going to get into these fellas that I got on the line, because I'm sure they've banged a couple backs out or while they on the phone or whatever. Key West said he'll just be doing it with some regular shit like, yeah, I'll take 6 stocks in your bonds and make sure my ROI is set. I'm an accountant. Steady getting head, steady doing stuff. So I don't know. We're going to talk to Key West, but I got to keep it out of town. Like, my people, I know some people who got some real hot music, and tonight I'm just taking some time to just show them some love, you know what I'm saying? So check out my next track, y'all.
Yeah.
One of my favorite favorites.
First, right. Okay. Bobby V, Rob Young.
She got that fire, with no hands, sit back and admire. She got that fire, you ain't up to a thing, you'll get retired.
She got that fire, highly desire, body major ain't nothing minor, throwing curves like Hershiser. Nipples poking like a pacifier. You won't hit, use a liar. With a chest like Esther ass shots. Like Buffy, I be falling in some pussy like a nigga straight clumsy. Man, I like some Becky, but I'd rather have Tiana, cause she got the kind of body make you go a little longer. Dig deeper, pound harder. Put me in the sleeper, now I know that I'm a goner. Now there's nothing else to ponder. It's where I belong. So bad I had to put it on the phone.
She got that fire, with no hands, sit back and admire.
Billy Bob, she can win an Oscar if she really
job. I got some connections. Hook collabs up with no bribe. Get between a trainer and bringing Nikki for a menage. 5-star chick with them pockets like Mariah. Hit her with the cannon till I'm knocking out the fire. If she very limber, bend her over like she Rosa. Put her in the same position that you see up in the posters. Everything gotta match. Can't be like Angel Lola. Gotta be more like Amber or bottles of Coca-Cola. She must be a witness to get up in my Motorola. If she's something less than that, she won't get finished from my loafers.
She got that fire. She got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire. She got that fire. She got that fire. You ain't up to a thing, you'll get retired. She got that fire. She got that fire. You ain't on point, then don't even try. She got that fire. She got that fire. You'll go broke if you try to fire.
I don't chase hoes.
No.
I always get chose. New polos, and I'm packing up for Keiko's. Chilling with a cutie with a booty big as J-Lo. Still on my grizzly, getting G's like queso. I like them good girls that use their rock halos. Beyonce fine, who just love a big ego. I'm going pro, hitting sacks like the Super Bowl. Running like a colt, and a chick thick as Keisha Cole. The right features, and I hit it to the bleachers. Not the keys, out of Leisha. Grand slam on Serena. Go ham up in Megan's goods. Right up on Levin Wood. Since I'm a G, I hit the same spot and
she
niggas
got that
good.
Fire. She got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire. She got that fire. She got that fire. You ain't up to a thing, you'll get retired. She got that fire. She got that fire. You ain't on point, then don't even try. She got that fire. She got that fire. You'll go broke if you try to fire.
Let that joint mellow out a little bit. Big ups to my boy. Fucking love that song. That was, tonight is my fan favorite on Philly Shine. And also, we have a topic. Have you ever had sex while talking on the phone or whatever? But that was my boy, Bravo, featuring Bobby Valentino. Definitely straight from ATL, Disturbing the Peace Camp. And it's like a cool, humble guy. Check out the archive shows when I had him on. I think it was like the end of November. But I don't know. We're going to organize everything so everybody can be able to check up on how we do things on Philly Shine. You know what I mean? Big ups to everybody. But that's my favorite song. I love that song. He said, I like a Becky, but I love Tiana. I like that. But big ups to whoever's on the line, 718. I just opened up your mic. I guess you're listening online also. 718-775. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's good, Ian? It's your boy Maverick from Brooklyn, New York. What's good? My homegirl Chevy told me to get at y'all on here.
Okay, that's what's good.
I'm
y'all
on
was
here.
Just...
I'm on here.
Okay, Maverick. Yeah, shout out to Maverick. You that's you. It's entertainment.
Yeah, that's my company name. I do music production, songwriting, and we got a hot artist coming out by the name of Darius Surad. So you could probably check out my YouTube videos and everything up there, too. So we'll be in
shout
the lab Saturday.
Well, shout out to your YouTube, bro. I definitely welcome everybody to show off on Philly Shine. So take the time.
You want me to put it on
turn
down your radio. Chat?
No. Tell everybody right now, like to people who are listening. Like right now.
Okay.
Shout out
okay,
to you,
well, all they got to do is when they go to YouTube, just type in Messiah Entertainment. That's M-I-S-I Entertainment. Just type it as is. And you'll see I got about two videos on there, one snippet with one of my tracks on there. There's more to come. The website is definitely coming out probably by Monday or Tuesday. It should be up and running.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, well, that's cool. We're going to definitely check you out, Messiah Entertainment. I'm like, Miss, Sometimes I feel a little bad or whatever. But shout out to everybody who's called in on the show. You know what I mean? We do have a topic for tonight. We're going to have some fun with it. Shout out to all the music hits. Return of the Boom Bap. Definitely a hot website. I just updated mine yesterday, my page. Make sure you get one for yourself. And also, BuckBanditTVMagazine.yolasite.com has become innovative. You can go to that site and also log into your Facebook and Twitter. So kind of have like a central station for, you know, everything that everybody's got going on. So to continue on with my fan favorite, I'm going to play a song from me. So one of my favorites. You know, I'm no big whoop about it, but I'm just going to play it. Check it out, y'all.
What they do it, what they do it, what they do it,
in the building. You know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. Swing on, get them out of the way. Not a bitch, not a nigga, nobody. I'm repping X Squad, Thundercats, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit the sheet and niggas on my way to pop up. Knock, knock, what's up? I smash the window to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Spending money, season check. Bikini time, cold rain. I win a blue hay spring fling. Party is spinning with the AC winning. Then, and it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm ballin' on the field and he catching what I'm pitching. Yep, 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 yep,
yep. This what we doin', making music, yeah. This what we doin', making music.
Mostly because my people's G Stacks was hold me down, you know what I mean, doing the ad libs in the background. Definitely was a fun track to record. I'm going to do it over with my girl Toxic because a lot of shit's happening. My fucking father's locked up, man. They arrested my son. Like, shit be going down. Like, I'm ready to blank, 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 and get away with it. You know? Seriously, like. It's crazy. Like, I just want to blank, 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 blank. But, you know, as long as I get away with it, it's all good. But before we get into X and Key West, the topic question of the night, we have some new callers who pressed the number one indicating that they have something to say they want to share with us. And then everybody else who's listening, if you do want to join into the show, just press the number one. I will open your mic up and see what's good with you. But, 302-357. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine with Honest Fire. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's good? It's Flame from Delaware.
Okay. Flame, welcome to the show.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, I was just wanted to show you support. I was trying to let you up on Facebook, you know what I mean?
Okay, thank you, Flame. That's what's up. Well, make sure you come out and check up on me. Try to stay busy. I actually bring in Delaware to Philly May 29th. Come out for our sex, music, mingle, and tattoo party. We're going to mix it up.
Yeah.
Mix.
And video,
that's what it
what?
Is. I definitely got all at you after the music thing, so, you know, we definitely got to link up the phone.
Okay, yeah, definitely. All right, well, that's what's up. We gonna do that then. I got your number. You know what I mean? You're welcome to definitely tune in, but I got to ask my topic question to my peoples, and I want you to have a chance to show off your URLs, your websites, or whatever, too, Flame. I got you on the line. But Key West, you've been, you know, you're on the show with me. You know what the topic question is.
Yeah.
No. I'm gonna save that. I'm gonna bring back the three. No, I'm gonna bring the threesome topic back. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna wait till it's right for the audience. It's right again because like Tuesday show with them. Please check out the archives. But keep us. The topic for tonight is: have you ever had sex while on the phone? Like whether if it's you started out in the middle of it, then you reached over, grabbed the phone, or you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I mean, for anybody that know me and see me in public, I always got my earpiece in. it ain't nothing but a push of a button. So of course I
dirty moan.
I mean, I can guarantee it's been times that everybody that knows me has called me and I was in the middle of it. Just ain't no because you know it is what it is. Like I'm a businessman, not a businessman.
So you multitask.
So no matter what, you still on the damn phone.
Yeah, that used to scare one of my exes because after she seen Notorious and she seen how Biggie was on the phone and getting it in like it was normal.
Oh
like,
shit.
After she seen me do that a couple times, she's like, hold on. So when I call you, do you be doing
that?
So it got to be that little David.
A little weird. Yeah, you got to watch your tricks in front of you. I would say that's like giving away something. You got to definitely, you're going to get scrutinized. You're going to get trust lost. Like once they see one of your tricks, they're like, wait. Who taught you that? You know what I'm saying? Like.
You
know, some crazy stuff.
You
like,
on my Facebook and my MySpace, I'm in trouble as is. So.
Right? If people listen to the show, I get in trouble. I mean, but on some real, like, honest fire, she's a sweetheart. You know what I'm saying? She's flirtatious. Talk about, you know what I mean? But she don't mean no harm. I ain't saying that I'd be lying, but I just be talking shit sometimes. But, Flame. You said, I'm honest. I'll be like, look, I will honestly slap the shit out of you. I will honestly tell you I'm lying. Fuck out of here. Leave me alone. But, Flame.
Violence. Yeah. Violence.
blank, whatever. Flame, please let everybody know about you. You're an artist. Do you have, like, a Reverb page or a MySpace you want to share with us?
Yeah. My MySpace page is myspace.com/oflamesmusicpage. Or they got soundclick.com/oflame. Or they can hit
just spell it out for us so yeah we can find out.
Oflames Music Page is OFLAMES Music Page. Or they can hit me up on Facebook/TheRealOflame. You know what I'm saying? You can contact me through there or Twitter about the same thing. Twitter.com/TheRealOflame.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, definitely. Showing much love to everybody on Philly Shine. You know what I mean? Like, I have it, so I play the music of those who want promotion, who deserve it, I feel like, and who's definitely willing to invest in themselves. That's how it goes down on Philly Shine, because I'm not going to promote that I'm going to have you all on the show all day if you're not worth it or you're not promoting yourself, too. I got you back on the line, Chevy. You joined in with us. That's good. We got Chevy back. But
texting me talking trash while the show on.
Uh-oh. Somebody's trying to get fucked while you on the phone.
Somebody just texted me, said, oh, that story was so lame, like you get pussy like that. And she laughing out loud right now. She hating.
You know, that's funny as shit. We're going to continue on with my fan favorites. You know what I mean? Like, this is tonight is just all strictly about who I'm like, most happy with. And we're going to go on to this shit. I actually made a video, a little snippet of this song. Check out my YouTube. Dirty, not that type of video, dirtball.
Oh.
I'm not, whatever, just like when I was, I mean, fuck it. Y'all could think what y'all want from whatever type of shit I say. You could think I'm a murderer. You could think I'm easy. You could think I'm sexy because I got a big butt. You could think I'm a stripper. But just ask me, and you'll find the fuck out. No. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do have a big butt.
I do, but I don't give a fuck.
Point that out.
I'm cool. Like it was a time when I was performing at this at the strip club with my friends. We were rapping and my homie was DJing or whatever. And it was in the hood neighborhood. And then one of my homies I ain't seen in years. But I've always had the same body since 15 or something. I don't know. But I ain't seen him in years, so he like Wiley and my real name and shit from across the room. So I'm like, oh shit, what's up? Mind you, strip club. So I just went over, greeted him. What's up, homie? I ain't seen you in years. How you been? Whatever, whatever. And then he's just like, oh, what's up? Like pulls his money out of his pocket. Like I'm like, nigga, now you know I've never been known to do shit like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, how the fuck you see me in this goddamn place? I got on pants, right? He like, still, I just had to ask. Like,
yeah,
I do that
to you if I see you in the Chinese store. Like,
men are dirty. It ain't tricking if you got it, but this is my fan like, favorite. I know. Fan favorite. Like I said, you could think whatever you want. Don't get your feelings hurt. Me is fire. It's like,
you're now listening to
A-Rob. Hello, video coming soon. Crazy shit.
I'm up from 7:30 shit. Some 7:30 shit. Pussy neck a lunatic. They came my murder shit. Or some 7:30 shit. Some 7:30 shit. Pussy neck a lunatic. They came my murder shit. Or some 7:30 shit. Some 7:30 shit. Pussy neck a lunatic. They came my murder shit. Or some 7:30 shit. 730 shit, pussy neck a lunatic. They came, I murdered him. I be on some crazy shit, 7-3-L-I, I'm talking about time. Better catch fresh spit like a test. Can't see they cannot fuck with my rhyme. My flow is insane, feeling like you bitches is wet. About to go post through all them like the people on the TV snap. I be on some crazy shit, go berserk with a pen, get in my palm. About to go logo like your girlfriend, catch you team with both your baby moms. Neck is crazy, you would think they flipped up Nikki in a drink. Ask a question like you write your rhymes, I'll say, what the fuck do you say? I'm on some 7:30 shit, some 7:30 shit. Trippy neck a lunatic, they came, I murdered it. Or some 7:30 shit, some 7:30 shit. Trippy neck a lunatic, they came, I murdered it. Or some 7:30 shit, some 7:30 shit. Trippy neck a lunatic, they came, I murdered it. Or some 7:30 shit. All the doubters, haters, yeah, I can't live without you. Bet them off, you'll rock to the top. Grab my pony, I twist it up. Don't say a buddy when I'm getting on the mic. You against me, they ain't hardly a fight. Rap so hard, so beauty in the face. All about the money, that's cut to the chase. You already know that I turned shit out. Turned it out, yeah, I turned it out. I'm flipping out like a dad when he catches his daughter trying to see some boys in the house. You'll get slayed, I bring the pain. You Barbie, I'm D.I.J. With the rap shit, I'm about to get paid. Get stabbed in your eye, cause I'm the rain.
Game I murdered it. That's my shit. Tonight, like I said, we having fun. I'm playing my fan favorites, like who I'm a fan of, who I feel as though go hard, so talented. And definitely just digging up some real thorough music tonight. So just expect that for tonight on the show. And I'd like to welcome Driz to Philly Shine.
Hi, Philly.
Gotta show you much love. Like, you know, Green Buck Brandon Reno is definitely one of your new fans, too. Big ups to him. He's on the line, too.
Hi, Reno. Thank you for joining the group.
He just left. Yeah, he just left. So I tell him you gave him a little shout out. We having fun on the show tonight. I know I was telling everybody I made you a video for 7:30 shit on my YouTube.com/MEIZPHIRE. But you actually did the video for it yesterday. Tell us about it and when can we see that? You know what I mean?
You guys should be able to view that tomorrow. I just got finished talking to T. He said it's a wrap. Everything's done, edited. And it should be on Facebook, YouTube. Hopefully it'll be on All Flamers. But everything should be up there by tomorrow. You definitely will know. You'll be the first person, one of the first people I tell for sure. It's actually taking place in like a haunted house. Like the setting is real scary. So I hope I scared the shit out of y'all.
So did you get the straight jacket for the video?
No, I didn't actually wear a straight jacket for the video that time, but I'm pretty sure I'll be going fucking crazy a couple more of the time, so I'll have some more straight jacket. I'll never find the word it.
I don't know what's up. Yeah, definitely shout out to Young Driz. She is such a problem.
No, shout out to Honest Fire. She's love. I love her. What would the underground circuit be? Honest Fire. She's so organized and beautiful. And he's saying everybody love and support. Can I get some claps for you, Honest? Can we clap it up for you?
Oh, wait, no.
We can't
get no claps for me. I
clap
for myself.
And you're sick
for
yourself. Yay!
Also, I'm definitely welcoming Driz to our next event, May 29th, Sex Music Mix Mingle Tattoo Party, 7:30. Release of Are You Fucking Crazy? I like to just get excited when I say that. Like, Are You Fucking Crazy? I just can't say that like normal. I can't, you know, some people, I don't know, for like in real life sometimes, you're like, oh, are you fucking crazy? I'm such shit. But this is not that type of situation. This is a mixtape featuring 7:30 Records artist. And I'm going to welcome everybody. Perform May 29th. Yeah. We showed a lot of love, but we also have a few new callers listening in on the line, so I definitely got to shout out and show love to the new callers that we have calling on Philly Shine. When you press the 1 on your keypad, that lets me know that you want to speak, and I will open up your mic, and we can bust it up a little bit. 973-592, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up, Honest Fire? This is Cream. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Cream, what's good? What brings you
I'm
to the show,
Mom? You know, I'll be meaning to check out your show every week, and I get off of work at 11 o'clock, so by the time I get home, I'll be all over the place. So I'm on Facebook. I'm like, let me call her show and see what it is. And I'm feeling it so far.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Well, yeah, thank you. Tonight is my fan favorite night. We have a little topic, have you ever had sex while on the phone? So we're gonna talk a little bit. Oh, my God, stop. We got Reno in the background. Reno is a talented man. He's worked on movie scores. He's done a lot of production. So if you definitely need any type of production, how can they get in contact with you, Reno? You're definitely talented.
You get him my email up at dakidreno1@hotmail.com or search facebook.com/BuckBanditReno.
Buck Bandit Reno. Yeah, big ups to Buck Bandit Reno. We're going to smooth it out for my next fan favorite, and then I'm going to go into some of the other callers that we have on the line. Definitely big ups to Cream for shout calling in. You know what I mean? Hopefully you can tune in with us for a little while, and we can ask you the topic question and also get you to show off what you have coming up for yourself, okay?
All right.
Are you talking to
me? No, I'm talking to Cream, not you. Uh-huh. And then we also have another caller. I see you 267 with your hand up. Well, I'm going to come to you. And I also see the other 267 just chilling in the joint. Like, you could just fall back. You don't have to press 1 if you don't want to talk on the show. But if you want to talk and you want to share, you want to join in on the topic, just press the number 1 and I'll connect you. But we're going to continue with my fan favorite. And, of course, this has to be in my fan favorite.
Young bro.
I'm trying to brag, but I'ma take it from him. You see, my confidence is part of my persona. My country swagger like, share your body type. I'll give you everything that you wanna. You're the classy type and see some world research. Young made you realize he don't deserve you. First choice of better life, second to fuss and fight. Just tell me how you like it and how my name's the writer. It's nice to meet you. I leave your friends acting jealous and a villain. They gon' be hating, cause now you're taking. We gon' leave with taste in their mouth and all I'm saying. First I'm gonna talk to ya, before I do ya, give you a little sugar, then I'ma put you in my bed and take my time with ya.
Baby, shout out to Lou Ryder. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was just about to say, who the fuck is that?
Lou, that's my baby. Like, he said on past shows, he's my groupie, my boyfriend wants to marry me. He wrote songs with me. Like, I really appreciate that. Like, since he sang my birthday song to me July 27th, and 2 weeks after. You know what I mean? I haven't met him, but I claim him as my boyfriend, but I share him with everybody. And June 6th, I get to share him with Philly. Sex in Philly is the event. First Sunday is going down. First Sunday, Mill Creek Tavern. We're giving away a whole bunch of Victoria's Secret products.
Are you giving out sex toys?
No, we're not. You could buy sex toys at the party. Uh-huh. But we're not getting those away. It's expensive now. I could give out some Victoria's Secret paint stuff. You know what I mean? We're gonna make it real fun for everybody. We're gonna whose background is that? But we're gonna make it real fun. Me and my lovely sister and host Seema, we're gonna connect ribbons to it, and we're gonna you know what I mean? Make it so you could throw them at the guys or play with it. We're going to have some fun. But that's Lou Ryder, LOUWRITER, to find his fan page and his Twitter. That was Get Up On Me, Girl. And Also, I would like to tell everybody, and I'm so happy to welcome. I've been recruiting models because I feel like as an artist, you also need to be, like, thorough. You got to have everything with your promotion. And to promote yourself right, you got to have some beautiful women or men, whatever.
You already know.
Yeah, I got a man model, too. Shout out to Seta Slim from New York. Definitely fine. But my other snow bunny, Amy, welcome to Philly Shine, girl.
Hey, Philly. You know I so love.
So goddamn beautiful.
Thank you. So you are so beautiful, too.
I don't even need that, but look,
you know what? I don't like hanging out with y'all because I got, like, the littlest butt, and it's like, when I'm with you, I got this little baby sheet.
Wait a minute, and yes, like, Amy's ass is definitely competing on some crazy shit, like, young girl. But, you know, well, you could be a full figure. How do you feel I represent you, like, as a model? Like, we've only been to, like, a couple events together, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do I show love to you, Amy?
You show man love, baby, too. You're very supportive. She's always there for you when you need her. She'll always, every time you call her, she'll always pick up the phone.
Got your back.
Advice you need, she'll give it to you.
Oh, don't set her up like that. She don't always answer her phone.
But he's the man. Yes, baby.
Not to you, because you will be wanting nothing. Right?
No, that's a setup.
You call me. Serena, you call her late at night. Nobody here.
I know, right? She called me. Sweet man, the fuck, like. But yeah, things coming soon. We're gonna definitely make it real. We'll make it real banging for my models too. This coming event, June 6th, and definitely when I hosted the event a couple of weeks ago, I met a couple other more beautiful ladies. Shout out to Brandy's tall statue, toxic girl. Shout out to Tiffany Gohar Ever. She said she wanna come and vote on the team. She was a beautiful smile. So we showing love tonight. We having fun. But we're about to get into this topic question with more of my callers. You know what I mean? We're gonna go into 973 back to cream.
You hear me?
We're gonna back to cream. You with me?
973? Hold up.
What's up?
Yeah, the topic.
Hello?
Question. Hello?
I'm here.
It doesn't
yeah, you can hear me?
Yes, I hear you now.
All right, so, Cream, the topic question of the night, and also I want everybody to, you tell everybody a little bit about yourself before you answer the question, but have you ever been on a phone or, like, even if you started having sex or if the girl just started to give it to you or initiated or whatever, but have you ever found yourself? I hate that moan. That moan is so wet. Like, have you ever found yourself on the phone while you're having sex? Like,
that happened to me once. I had to get off the phone pretty fast, though.
This was... Yeah, like what? How much talking are you really going to do, right?
You can't do too much talking when they start getting heated in the situation. So, you know, after a while, the person, I'm like, what the fuck you doing?
Right. But tell everybody a little bit about yourself. Well, I got you
okay.
On show off
my
as
name
I
is Cream. My name is Cream, of course. I'm a female, by the way. I know my voice is a little deep, but I'm a female MC/producer. And songwriter as well, coming from Newark, New Jersey, Brick City, of course. And, you know, that's basically it in a nutshell.
Oh, shit, I'm so sorry. You do sound. And then the name Cream, I'm thinking that's a guy, whatever.
Cash
moves
okay. Everything around me. Cream gets
hey,
the money.
I feel it. You know what? Now I got to hear your music. We got to definitely collab. I got you. You should be in Philly for the girls. Are you into girls or are you into... Like, I'm definitely into girls.
Yeah.
Thursday
girls.
Night, you got to come to Philly, my girl, B-Dye. I'm actually on my way there. I'm not a lesbo. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody who like it. You know, I don't judge. I party with y'all. And see, that's another thing. Like, I'll party even with dykes. and, you know what I mean, lesbians or whatever. And I mean, ask me if you can ask me if you want. I'm not one, like, but I'm with them. Like, I'm not fake. I just blend. Like, I'm everywhere. I be with kids during the day, strippers at night. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the females on Facebook who want to eat coochie, but I try to keep them more motivated to other stuff. But, you know what I'm saying? It ain't about nothing. You got to be diverse. But thank you, Cream. Okay. I got you, Cream. Now I got you. Thank you for tuning in. I know exactly who you are now. I was trying to figure out at first, like, who you are. But shout out to Facebook and whatever websites you have real fast so everybody can check up on your music. Shout out to Brittany.
True. My actual Facebook page is down right now, but you can check me out on myspace.com/CreamTheRuler. Catch me on Twitter, Cream the Great. Catch me everywhere else, Reverb Nation, Name, all that good stuff. I'm Cream the Ruler.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, we got you. Yeah, definitely women rule. Fuck out of here.
Yeah. Where can I send you some of my music? Where can I send my music to you?
I'm going to talk to you about it, how I do the promotion on Philly Shine. Definitely I support everybody who's on their grind, who's willing to invest time and stuff and money into themselves, so we get it in. Definitely, I got you. But we got the ladies on the line thick tonight. What is it? I like that more than anything. But also, we got Driz, we got young Amy, young Bunny on the line. Oh yeah, also another caller, 267-602. Welcome.
Hi, everybody. This makes your life dream. Everybody doing okay?
Yo, everybody is great. I definitely got a fucking clap for you because you took the show as usual the last two. So, that's the fact to the show, Dream. Dream goes in. We save the best for last. I don't know. What are you doing? Like, you should have been on the show, girl. But shout out to Nationwide Dream, my own girl. She's also a very supportive woman. Go hard. But Driz.
Yes.
Have you ever found yourself having sex while on the phone?
See, not really like full intercourse, but like maybe getting some head. Somebody was knocking off some chores.
Wait. Star Wars.
Star Wars. Now I just found myself actually in the act, but I had caught myself, getting some head while I was on the phone. You know, but I had to hang up because it got real. Within the next 2 minutes, I had to hang up. It wasn't a full-fledged conversation, though, but yeah, I did. I'm guilty.
But okay, definitely, I hear that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've done that plenty of times. I can focus.
But you can't hide it from me, honest. I've called you several times while you were in the mix.
Shut the fuck up. Yo, man, because, like, I'll see your number, you know what I'm saying? And I'll be like, I got to at least answer this to my Driz. Like, she might want something. Like, I don't know. Like, I got to pick up the phone. Don't get
mad. I mean, I'm telling you, I've known Honest since I was about 9 years old, and she is the same. No, seriously, like since I was nine, I have no honesty. She's always been the same way, and she does not care if she's in the mix. She will pick that thing up if it's important.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely once I find it, they will come out right by.
I'll call you back. Bye. You ain't got shit on me.
Yeah. You know what? It goes down. We're going to have some more fun on the show. Shout out to Pinky for tuning in. Philly Shine, you know what I mean? I appreciate you been on here since it started. You was my first caller, girl. Like, how you like the show so far? You being a part of it tonight. Miss Hip Hop White.
I'm just listening, soaking everybody in. I'm just listening. It's enjoyable.
I want to say, we on some 7:30 shit. But I'm not done. Like, I'm not done with my favorites tonight. You know what I'm saying? We about to check in on Amy, ask her how she feel about the topic question of the night. we going in tonight. Like, every this is a playthrough. You know what I'm saying? Nobody has hung up for any of the songs that I played. Big ups to everybody, you know what I'm saying, doing their goddamn thing. But I'm about to play another favorite of mine. Y'all, check this out. Holy shit.
Oh, man. Nobody's above me. Fuck with me, you get that ass kicked. Rugby. Too many dollar bills, getting sick of them. Pay for everything, but I ain't tricking them. Got owners of the club working, cause they know how I'm tipping them. Hundreds after hundreds, no time to be pissing them. Yeah, I get that paper. A couple hundred thousand from the million hater. And I'm not even a chaser. I get my money up front, and I work my magic later. Yeah, I ball where it's sunny. It's ski where it's cold with a little snow bunny. Y'all can call your boy Big Face Dunny, cause I got a big head from that big face money. Nintendo beat. I put 8 out, then make 16, then 32, then 64. I flip real good, and I ain't got gym no more. I don't do slow cash, the game is a bad bitch. She making it come fast, then I fade quick. They get so mad, I don't take no shit, your boy is no ass. Every day I gotta see a new check, cause I put out so much for the set. Ballers, goons, whores, rooms, and I gotta think for V12. Boom, yeah, I get a homeless vibe. Little kids, hunters, cause they don't get high. Throw up 10 stacks when you see me ride by, cause I'm on my way to count another 100, that's why.
Of course, I gotta show love to the G-Mix. You know what I mean? That was my favorite, the original version, Big Face, Sunny. Produced the track and rapped on it, you know what I'm saying? Very multi-talented artist from Philly. Big up, Big Face. But we going into the remix. Gilly, Meek Mills, Black De Niro, Oskino, Big Face, Dunny. Like, it's crazy. They're my fan favorites tonight.
Bet you ain't see this coming. Yeah. What's up?
Money is what I'm about, getting it, making it pour. Throw a stack, make it back, cleaning up like it's a troll. Letting my money just talk, I don't have nothing to say.
Wait a sec, take it back.
Talk that shit every day. Shorty be smelling the dough, I give him the pipe and I go. I only pass a check unless she riding for Dunny for show. Money coming 20 ways, learning from being so broke. Now I eat so fast, it's hard for your boy to not show. I switch the flow, I make it sound right. Dunny fly, I'm a kite, finna blow. Dynamite, punchlines, rhymes get fight. Y'all sound like some cold lanes, my niggas are signing tight. You're listening to the remix, but them ghouls on deck, you might as well call it the G-Mix. I'm so unsuccessful, minus the prefix.
Nigga, what's up, what's up?
We counting cheese, bitch.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? We counting money, you're the healing, the
jeweler got the watch and chain. Then I hit the dealership and got the range. Then I hit your bitch up and got some brain. She was out the vibe in the morning and I'm to blame. Came through my city low and my eyes bent. You ain't talking money, bitch. Stop talking that nonsense.
Atlantic City, that's where I went. 5,500 at the Gucci store where I spent. Get your money, little homie, you ain't hurting me. I got a direct line, I know Poppy personally. This money's like a fountain. Just keep coming till my niggas keep counting. Come get on my team, I got that white and that green one. It's time to re-up me the three money machines.
At the Benji, I be counting. Pull up to the club on the Benji, I be bouncing. Bitch, all on my dick, I tell her hop up on the bouncer. Tell my niggas get them birdies and they break them down to ounces. When we get that work, we move it in the day or two. Homie, if it's beef, I wouldn't even play with you. We be at the crib with them choppers trying to spray at you. Peeking out the windows and we chopping down your neighbors too. What's up? What's up? I'm eating. I'm up. You hating. So what? Waiting long enough. When I was down, them bitches wasn't around. But now I'm getting this money, these bitches be lost and found. Mark give them the Audemars, I give them the Breitling. Dunny give them rolling shit, we taking extra icing. Fresher than I ever been, give them swagger medicine. Niggas say they getting money, tell them show some evidence. Yeah.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? We got money, you're the good. Caddy, gray, my pockets green, St. Patty Day. I'm on my ground like every day, that's how we play around here. Paper, paper on my mind, I make that paper every day. I'm stuck up on that paper, just can't let that paper get away. M.O.P., that's what I be, you know how Mr. Fast play. He ain't got that paper, get him plucked just like an ashtray. Chain blinging, watch too, I'm shining like a disco ball. Your bitch, she on my dick so haunted, I don't even want to know. Too busy chasing bread, Mr. Strowman in my soul. Rose gold, Cartier, got no time for parole, no. All I know is money, time to Frank, been Frank to the Andrew Jack. Hamilton to the Mr. Grant, tell me where it's at. I'ma let my paper stack, get that cheese like pepper jack. I gave you work, what's up with that? I need my paper ASAP. Before you get your face cracked, pass me up my currency. Before I tell you burgundy, you lay in an emergency. Dollar signs on my grind, I be counting pesos. I be really getting money, all the niggas say so. If it's trying to touch it, then you know I love this thing blow. Put that bread all over your head like a halo. Yellow diamonds, white diamonds, looking like a rainbow. Chase that money, hold some money, that's just how the game go. I ain't got no record deal, but I be getting changed though. It's Black De Niro, really bout it, acting like you ain't know. Hit my man, get that cane, take that trip, step off that plane. Down in MCL, them bitches thought that I was Gucci Mane. Light that flame, grab that pot, breaking up another block. Worried about my work, ain't worried about no 106 and pop. Worried about no BET, VH1, no MTV. I'm selling singles all day, I'm number one up in these streets. Ain't talking about no album sales.
What the fuck you doing? You know what I mean? We count money over here. Shout out to my boy. That was Gilly after Big Face Dunny. And it was Meek Mills, Oski, and Black De Niro. Yeah, he look a little bit like Gucci Mane. You know, ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? We showing love. We having fun. My snow bunny had to check out, but we'll maybe get her her answer to topic question a little bit later, but we winding down to the end of the show. I'm about to get like a last call drink when I get to the party. This is kind of sad, but my ride ain't get here yet. I'm gonna get a car, man. That's what I'm gonna do. Fix that whole thing, you know what I mean? Fix it right on up. But shout out to everybody still tuning in with us. I got my girl Nationwide Dream live on the line still. Shout out to everybody who tuned in. It was real fun. I actually had some fun in the chat room tonight too, so that's all good. Even though I don't know how to use the chat room that much or whatever. We're gonna have some fun or whatever. But the topic question of the night, along with it being my fan favorite, playing some of the songs that I really like. Talking about not phone sex, but have you ever had sex while talking on the phone, Miss Nationwide Dream? Or, like, even if it's him on the phone or whatever. Hello? Oh, lost a caller. I don't know. She'll be back. Maybe she'll be back. Maybe she won't. Yeah, we could boo. Yeah, we could definitely boo that. Nationwide Dream. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Like, her shit is always tops everybody. Like, whoever cares, whoever says anything, she tops it. Like, whatever. Like, all right, we got her back. Is that her number back? Okay. You with a stream? What happened?
Yeah. Okay, I got a new phone. Got this little cricket cheap shit, and I always mess the wrong button.
Well, it's cool. Well, boo the cricket. I knew it wasn't her because she definitely showed a lot of love. But Dream, Nationwide Dream, have you ever had sex while on the phone or your partner had to, you know what I mean, answer the phone? Like, you know, sometimes we have our family members or, you know what I mean, our important things we got going on or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My mom gets me all the time. My mom or either my damn son's school. And it's just like, and you know, niggas don't be trying to stop for shit. So you got to, like, stop moaning and, like, damn, ouch in your mind. But you be like, okay. Hey, mom.
So you can actually handle a conversation while having sex? Like,
oh, yeah, I multitask. That's what I'm good at, but I cut this shit short, quick. Okay, Mom, I'm going to call you right. Oh, I'm at work. Bye, you know?
Wait, but how did you handle that with your son's school call? Like, what was that? How did that go?
I'm on my way right now. That's how I handle it. Just tell him I'm coming right now.
Yes, as soon as I come. I'm coming right now.
I can see his crazy flies. I hung up the phone. So, yeah.
But yo, that just happened to me like not too long ago, whatever. I'm on top or whatever, and then he just gonna reach the phone, was like ready to slap the shit out. I was like, oh, all right, you need your phone.
Nah.
I got something for your fucking ass. You can't focus.
You be mad at shit when they do it, but you be like, hold on, that could be my.
of course you gonna get mad like the fuck. It's double standard. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'm going to get mad when you do it. You get mad when I do it. It don't matter. But, you know, that just makes me want to cut up a little bit more. That's why I wanted this topic tonight, because I wanted to know who really started cutting up more, because, like, that's my story. Like, he picked up the phone. I'm like, oh, you think you could talk? Like, you can't talk. Just make noise. Like, you know, you ain't no talking right now. This is sound time, but we're going to, I'm going to show some more love to my peoples, you know what I mean, in Philly. We got a lot of love tonight. It's my fan favorite night. It's not disappointing anyone. I'm about to do a little back-to-back playing of some music, you know what I'm saying, while I get my ass in this cab. My cab is outside, so take my ass to get a drizzank, you know. Have some fun with the ladies. Is that money? Is that a receipt or something? But we're going to have some fun. Shout out to Reno. Buck Bandit TV Magazine. YolaSite.com is the website. Showing me super, super amounts of love. But y'all, check this out.
Yeah. You start the waters on this year. Y'all niggas got me fucked up, man. I brought some of the titles home to let y'all lame niggas try to stop my reign. Tell the internet handles black, nigga. Yeah. I'm from the dirtiest blocks where the murderers rock. Where the kids look up to all his inconvertible drops. Well, they pull the roof back like a surgical top. And niggas can't front on that. You know that shit looks hot. They be like, damn, look at them wheels. For the filler right there, they probably a chill. The neighborhood respect us, older people respect us. Cause even though we sell drugs, we show the whole hood love. We can turkeys away from Thanksgiving, bell niggas out of prison. Break bread with the kids and fallen friends like tradition. Hustle like it's religion, watch oil form the rock. And that's the law, forgive us when we perform a lot. I ain't know where they be found when the feds storm the block. I'm somewhere in St. Thomas on a Chris White yacht. And the drop
so pretty, you can the top. Keep the top like Janet, girl, way to top. I'm married to the block, y'all niggas, they find your whereabouts. Any strip you claim, you bitch nigga, I air it out. If you got heart, you faggot nigga, I tear it out. It's Shelly Ann, bitch, I rap Fairmount.
Wait up, cause it's illegal, my time. I'm killing them when I'm rhyming. I'm way ahead of my time. Wait up, wait up, it's time you learn a lesson.
This is Corporation Records.
Wait up, cause it's illegal my time. I'm killing them when I'm rhyming. I'm way ahead of my time. Wait up, it's time you learn a lesson. This is Corporation Records.
Christian Dior frame, baby color strawberry. White butter leather all, fresh pair of mulberry. Only $15, but look how I'm hurting them. Only one once, I bet the whole herd purchased them. A lot of niggas getting deals, but record labels jerking them. They cross me like that, I'ma be in their office lurking them. Tell the neighborhood I'm blocking cars, mass hysteria. Word on the streets, the flow is sicker than malaria. I live where anything can happen in my area. So I bulletproof my car like a shield on Captain America. You gotta be careful when you dealing with bricks, cause niggas can trade on you like Rico did Mitch. It's money over bitches, never forget that shit. It's for the right amount of bread to suck your enemies dick. Yeah, I learned how to utilize the power of the ego. It's nothing to get you rocked like Sean Penn and Carlito.
Wait up, cause it's illegal my time. I'm killing them when I'm rhyming. I'm way ahead of my time. They say, wait up, it's time you learn a lesson.
Coming through the stereo, I'm about to kill him and give him a proper burial. Play games to die like Arizona or Mazzario. Cause even in jail I was a boss like Mario. I learned not to trust niggas, especially a hoe, cause the last one traded on me like the whites and blow. I spit fire like butane, cause I'm a smooth pain. And when I'm in the booth, all you see is a blue flame. I'm hot like coke in the Pyrex pot. So every verse is pretty dope, so I can feed the block. I write pain into my words, bleed. And you can bring your best rapper, whatever. I eat him up like birdseed. I got the key to the city. Tell him to cut the ribbon as far as spitting. My flow is rare as a gold pigeon. Killing straight choppers like Mad Max and Shatters. Just shelling in on niggas, the original monster.
Wait up, cause it's illegal my crime. I'm killing them when I'm rhyming. I'm way ahead of my time. Wait up, it's time you learn a lesson.
This is Copa.
Take her out, cause she's unfired. Down on my knees and ask my Lord to keep me clear from the devil, cause my girl, she's on fire. Yeah, I hear that everything so cool.
Yeah, come on, listen. Shorty gotta be the baddest chick around. From her feet to the top of her crown. Always fly, always chill with smell good. That's why I gotta bless her with this good wood. She's on fire for me. Fuck my face if you please. Keep it sexy's the key. And I drop to my knees. That pussy's gooder than a motherfucker. And when I'm in it, get me harder than a motherfucker. That's cause she keep it tight and wetter than a motherfucker. No others on her level, none near a motherfucker. She got them tats up in the right places. I like to lick them, kiss them, make her make them nasty faces. You know it's feeling good, you know it's feeling right. I hope you got a sitter, cause I want you all night. The head keep it down, the ass it must stay up. I'm going in, that's how I like to fuck. You say you like it rough, tug at your hair a little. I flip you on your back, I wanna work the middle. I hit it harder, I wanna see them titties bounce. You yell your dick's the best, it's thicker than a 20 ounce. I know you thirsty, baby, come and drink this Pepsi. On 69, let's go, I hope your ass is ratty. Girl, I know you about it. I know you about it. You ready for daddy?
Yeah, I'm ready for daddy.
I know you is.
Mm-hmm.
fan favorite tonight. It was a great show. Show a lot of love. Going to this first verse a little bit so we can close out the show.
I'm going to game and raise the stakes. The higher the better. I'm hands-on and working the lever. I give weight and it's easy to measure. You feel my comfort or pleasure. Send them to hell or revisit from pleasure. I won't quit and I challenge whoever. Come on, who want to test? I get a rush if you say it's whatever. I won't rush and I do something clever. Then you try to do better. I delete it like your life is an error. And this my way forever. Keep it the same as it was. Paying all my dues, yeah, I does. Let me explain to you, cuz. You need to be approved by the club. Through the entrance if I wait, exit if I shrug. Y'all assholes, pack your pants to deal with a flood. I'm on boat with my people, then we ride in a tug. I stay afloat, let you linger in the salt with the slug. Then the team will get scrubbed. Don't say you cannot be touched. You can't hold me down. I'm holding my own always. Down to business when it's time to perform. Staying clear for these righteous snakes. Leave me alone. Just observe, cause I'm holding my own. You can't hold me down, I'm holding my own always. Then the business when it's time to perform. Staying clear for these righteous snakes. Leave me alone. Just observe, cause I'm holding my own.
Yeah, it was a little bit of holding my own. I gotta turn that volume down. That bass is sick on that beat. Like, the bass is crazy. You know, we show love. I gotta bring back something I said earlier. Like, even though I could look at a handsome man saying bullshit, you know what I mean? I'm also laugh at him too. Like, I'm not gonna enjoy it, but still, like, I'm enjoying it. Exactly. Waka Flocka Q, he's not talented. But we have a new caller just called in. We got 2 minutes remaining in the show. We're going to check in on them. 267-344. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? You pressed the one. Whatever. You'll get your phone later. I got your number. It's like, no. I remember they pissed me off so bad. I shot the whole number on the show. Ooh, what's this? I like bubbles. I like bubbles. Bubbles. I actually got tattoos of bubbles on my leg. Uh-oh, what the heck? You know what? Shout out to Buck Bandit Reno. The kids definitely been doing this job all night on the show, showing me a lot of love. Big ups to Buck Bandit TV Magazine, YolaSite.com, where you can definitely find Honest Fire, find Philly Shine, find everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to the final track for the night. You know what I'm saying? I think this joint is so deep. Like, this shit got a punchline without it being a punchline. You know what I mean? Like, you know how something just really hits you because it's real. And Pinky, I think you'll really enjoy the song. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes men aren't this honest, and I just really, really, really like this song. I will, before I shout out who it is, I will shout out definitely producer, produced by Chad West. Check this out, y'all.
I know, right? Here we go with the shitness. Over and over. Rest in your rights. Just hear me out, don't mind.
Your worth is way more than my actions display say. It's way more than just a sex thing, and I should cater the stuff you asking me, knowing there's only time. But in my mind, shit, he's a playoff, so stop harassing me. But that response was my pride. No, it saddened me to see you cry, but I took it as a form of flattery, cause I knew I had you open. I shouldn't exploit your feelings, but I've been exploited through dealings. Look, I'm open too. Could be my choice and my women, but hear my point of view. I'm still here, arrow pointed at you. At times, I may be bitter, so I fluctuate, and I could be that nigga that you all sit and hate. Boiling inside, you can't stomach me. Your mind racing, but found patience not to be done with me and continue loving me. I don't think I deserve it. I don't think that I'm worth it. But I don't know what it is. It's alright. Get better. Amen. We've been trying. Oh.
Larry, but you Larry. From how I kept abusing the trust. Well, love hurts and it's selfish. I know cause I felt it, but I still get it, Mr. Screw with love. I need help, ish. Man, I ain't perfect, but I try. You think it's game, but I don't wanna hurt you, so I lie. I got to keep that curtain on your eyes. Cause if you seen half as I shared it, I'll murder you inside. I have to keep you there, this is a courtesy of mine. Laughter's turned tears, got you nervous all the time. I see just what I'm doing to you, but my desires got me blind. So I really can't see just what I'm doing to you. Said you couldn't take it, I'm so wrong for this. Now they got you medicated, taking Zoloft. The Prozac, I noticed that we no longer click. I'm wishing we can go back to prolong our bliss. But dang, sorry. I could literally plead for days and nights, but you forgiving me for cheating in these crazy fights is hard. So occasionally I might take you on trips, be doing it, trying to make things right. I had chicks hating you when you drive by. You stay cute, skate through in that baby blue Cayenne. Only way to race you is a high dime. Love and hate, yes, I'm a mistake. It should be a fine line. Pipe keep you blind. Use it to my advantage. It's the spite of my mind. You wouldn't understand it. I took you for granted. I got booked in the can and I thought you wouldn't ride for a VI. I got my answer. Said I'd never cheat again. Here I go and heat again. Dirty dog, wrong. You know about the Libra men. I'm out of pocket though, like why I had to be a friend. The last time we probably ever get to speak again.
This gon' be alright, baby. I promise you. And I ain't just up this shit, but I'm not really mean. It's gonna be all right. Keep on rhyming, you know?
That's what I was talking about with having a punchline. Pinky, did you like that song? You like that song? I wish we could put up the switchboard and give me a buzzer for that because I was out of pocket. But I'm still bigging up everybody, you know what I mean? I'm going to have another fan favorite because I got to finish. I didn't even get into my other people who I love. I didn't get into Bump J. I didn't get to my baby, my favorite.
Who?
You. The kid, Buck Bandarino. You act fucking who like I'm not talking about you and shit. So funny. I didn't even get the Ace Spitz. I didn't get the Hannibal. I didn't get the my boy Zora Money. Who else I didn't get to is my favorite. Who else I forgot. Oh, Drag On. I got him. He's my favorite. I got a lot of favorites in this joint. EQ.
This on fire.
Yes, this is. Cupcake.
Were you at the Black Pumpkin before in Philly?
The Black Pumpkin, yeah. The Black Pumpkin is in Northeast, right?
You don't remember me? I was the one who was with Ace and with the Troopa, and I was drunk as hell.
Yeah, I remember you, Cupcake. What's good? Glad to know that you're breaking. Welcome, welcome to the show. How'd you get? How'd you find out about the show?
How did you make it home?
Facebook.
Okay, so Facebook. Yeah, shout out to Cupcake. She was. We ain't gonna put you out there. I show all the ladies love on the show. You know what I'm saying? You was fucked up, but you was still cool. You know how certain people was drunk, but then they still, you still find them cool. Like they be fucked up and shit, but they be like, "Yeah, I'm good. I got this."
And they bust their ass. Yeah.
But you know, it's all love. We adults. I ain't got no judge. But yeah, I thought your voice was familiar. Welcome to the show, Cupcake. The topic for tonight, and I guess we can go into overtime a little bit, besides it being fan favorite night, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about, have you ever had sex while talking on the phone, whether if it's you know what I mean, picking up the phone or even your partner?
Well, yes, I did, because me being a lesbian, yes, I was getting my shit ate out while I was on the phone.
Damn, you're free.
How did that
yes,
go? Like, did you were you able to talk? Were you able to tell everybody was good? Like, what happened?
Yeah, but when it was like when I felt that little special little sensation, I had to put the phone on mute.
Oh, how can you still use the switchboard? I can't even use it no more. But but that's what's up. You know what, Cupcake? I got your information. I'm gonna hit you up because you're also very beautiful. We could probably use you to do some modeling and stuff like that. Are you an artist? Do you do any music?
I know how to sing, but I'm shy.
You're shy. Don't be shy.
Yes.
Singing is the if I could sing, I would never shut up. Like, I talk a lot now, but I would sing.
Right.
I would walk in the street, just sing that beautiful day. Like, everything would be beautiful. Don't give me, like, when the future really hits and, like, you could really, like, pop an auto-tune tic-tac or something, and then you could just sing, like, technology is coming. You know what I'm saying? Technology is coming. Mm-hmm. I swear, every day will be a musical for me. Can you sing for us? Like, can you give us a little something, like show off on Philly Shine?
No, I'm shy. Why you gonna put me on the spot like that?
I had to ask. You know what I'm saying? Just like if somebody see you in the strip club, like my homie did me, he gotta ask. Like, in the room, do as the Romans do. But definitely shout out to my person in the chat room, chilling me the whole night. Thanks, guests. You know what I mean? Chilling with me the whole night. We had fun tonight. We had a bunch of fun. Shout out to Pinky, returningtoboomback.com. Y'all check that shit out. It's real official hip hop, real official for the ladies. Like, go there and just find, like, a sister mentality, a sister type of unity. Y'all know my image is just like that big sister. I got your back. I'm going to sneak you in. You know what I mean? We're going to do some exclusive shit. But all what it's about, you know what I mean? Everything I embody, like, I try to promote things that are just as official as I try to keep things, too. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're all human. We all got to show love. And tune in Saturday night, like, it's going down, yes, 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 emotional reactions. I didn't even talk about them tonight. I'm so excited. Hopefully I can get a straight jacket so I don't molest none of the actors.
No, it's not going to be hard.
Oh, God, please help. Oh, it's not going to be hard.
No.
Because Reno, he can definitely keeps me, bring me right back down. I love it. But I still like the look. Like, you ain't going to stop how crazy I am. Like, I'm not a freak, but I look. Like, I'll be looking and I think about it. But I'm like, I can't live with that. But I can think about it. Whatever. It is what it is. On my way out now, thank you, everybody, for tune in to Philly Shine. Shout out to Nationwide Dream, Driz, Chevy Blue.
Can I ask a question real quick? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Ooh.
Was there ever a time where, you know what I'm saying, where you looked at a person and you just thought at that point in time, like, yo, if he walked over right now and said, can I fuck you, I would actually do it?
Fuck no, it's dumb.
No?
It's just that. No, like,
yo. That must just be me.
That is just, yeah, that's not a guy thing or a movie, TV, fictional thing. Like, I don't think women just be like, yo, damn, I'm a fucking, listen, he just says it.
Yeah, if he would come over here and say it right now, I would.
If he comes over and say he want to fuck right now, I am with it. I don't see no bitch saying that. I don't see no lady, no, I don't see nobody. I don't even see a smut. Well, I don't know about smuts. I guess that's what smuts
do. Yeah,
smuts would do. I don't even see, like, a prostitute. I don't see nobody pressed like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm just saying, like, just say the right shit. Would you just do it?
No.
Yeah, ain't been one time that you would wish that the nigga that would just walk over there and say some smooth shit to you. Just so you can take him home.
Not so you can take him home. You want, is Ace Wonder Woman, is that Dot? Is that her Twitter? Okay, shout out to her.
Saying
something
smooth is one thing. You said what? I said saying something smooth is one thing.
But you know what I mean. You know what I mean. Was there any point in time ever that you just wish that that person would have walked over there at that point in time and you would have gave him some? If he said the right thing.
No. Oh, it's also Follow Friday on motherfucking Twitter. I'm so happy. It's my favorite time of the week. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, before we get off, y'all, hey, this is Stinky. I wanted to say this. I'm going to be honest, on the East Coast, so to me, that's like everywhere. Like, if I'm in Philly or that's New York, the same thing, because I'm from the West Coast, so it's all the same. I'm going to be in Boston and Worcester with the rest of the Wu-Tang Clan, looking for the next 9 generals in Wu-Tang. So, 4th of July weekend, if y'all don't have nothing to do, come holler at us over in Boston. Kick with us 3 days, hang out.
See
the topic, kick off, be a part of the, you know, fun. And it's a safe sex campaign, so we're promoting safe sex in the urban communities and, you know, AIDS.
So if Denzel walked up to you,
Denzel ain't even as fine as he used to be. Now, like, see, like, no, nah, man, he old. I like him as a dad now. Like, he's like a, he's not. I don't see him as, like, woo, you know how you, some of the old movies and
right.
stuff, you know what I'm saying?
All
you
right,
like,
well, if Morris Chestnut walked up to you and said he wanted to take you to Hummer 4, no? Why, because it's Morris Chestnut?
That's out of here. Like, who cares? Like,
seven.
No, listen. Y'all know I scooped up Lou Ryder. Like, that's my boyfriend. Just on the sole strength that he's an awesome, phenomenal R&B singer. I've never met him before. But, like, we both love each other and care about each other. And
what? You sound like a stalker.
No, he's my stalker. Check out the archives. But,
okay.
Stupid. We gotta do a little skit together because you're funny on another side topic. But I've always been an R&B girlfriend. Like, I will turn on Drew Hill from when I was 11 and just my whole life problems are fixed. 112. I mean, I just love R&B. Like, it's nothing that R&B. I fucking love R&B. I love it so much.
You was 11 when Drew Hill came out? Is that what you said?
I think I was.
11.
I think I was. I'm only 26. They was out back at the time.
I
was sixth grade. Yeah, I think that was sixth grade.
I don't know, because I wasn't that young.
You wasn't? Yes, she was. You're younger than me. So, of course, you were probably not even paying attention.
That's not real.
Tell me what you want.
What?
Yeah, tell me what you want. And then by the time I got to seventh grade, they had the remix. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, definitely.
Come on now, stop acting like that's before my time. Come on now.
No. I'm just saying, like, I love R&B. Like, I know what it is. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
All right.
So back to the story.
No, if you know everything about R&B and you love Drew Hill, who they fifth member? What's his name?
I forget the poor name. He's not important. But,
he's back, though.
I heard, but we'll talk about that. But what I was saying is the reason I was saying that, how much I love R&B. Me and my best friend, BFF, shout out to her. I love her for life. We went down to see 112 perform at TLA, which is a small venue in Philly or whatever. Very, very nice, intimate show or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
So anyway, so we was like real close with everybody. So then you have 112. What's the guy's name? I think his name was Q, and then his brother, I guess, was his road manager or whatever. Oh. No, Q, the chocolate one. So that we're all talking to him, and like TLA, you can actually have drinks there too. So it was like, you know what I mean? Everybody loose and everything. So then the guys is just telling me and my best friend how much they want us to just chill with them for the night, come backstage, and all this other stuff. Like, even when they started performing on the show or whatever, like, the boy was drawling, like, I mean, drawling, like, come back here. And then my best friend and I, we contemplated it a little bit. And I also talked about this on Philly Shout. We talked about being a groupie and shit. Like, I can't be a groupie. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be able to live with myself. And then that's what I said to my best friend. I was like, we're not going back there. We will be fucked. Like, no, no, we're not going. Because let Slim start singing that falsetto shit and cue with the, I don't know what I would do with myself. I was like, look, I got to go. Like, y'all not going to be doing this to me. I'm like, it's like six of them and two of us. What are we supposed to do, girl? Like, you can't be all that easy just because a person has fame and flame or whatever, you know what I'm saying, they're talented. Like, I just don't see you being able to live with yourself afterwards. Like, you might say, like, oh, I fucked Slim, I fucked all the 112, but then the person's like, ew. So, to answer your question, Reno, like, even 112, I turned them down, like,
yeah, because it was a lot of them. If it was just one of them, it was,
I mean,
a different story.
No, like, even if it was just one of them, I mean, like, who do I want to be somebody just one night for?
You already said, if Slim came up to you, started singing to you and all that, the panties would drop.
Yo, I would run because I know the panties would drop and I wouldn't want them to. I'd be pulling them up, running, tripping and shit, like, yo. I've actually had the pleasure of interviewing Slim last year at the end of, towards the end of last year. Shout out to Esquad DJ. He's a very personable guy. He's actually in a relationship, I think. I don't know. But personable guy, real cool. But I don't know. We would have been fucked, I think. Like, I think we definitely would have been fucked going backstage with 112 and them. It wasn't just 112. It was 112 and them. Like, you know how roll squad deep or whatever. They all would have been like, hold up. Y'all read The Coldest Winter Ever? That book right there is what made me never, ever, never, ever, ever want to be a groupie. Did you read The Pinky?
Did I read it?
The Coldest Winter Ever. It's just the soldier's book.
No, I didn't.
You look.
What
it's
did
just,
she say?
It's this one part. Like, the girl winner was just bad or whatever. Just like, could sing, was just beautiful, was the shit. So she trying to be put on, going to this concert or whatever. And then she wanted to, I guess whoever the big rapper guy was at the time in that book, she was going to see him or whatever. So they had like this whole big competition of who they gonna pick for her, for the rapper. Like, it was girls just like they was being picked for Miss America or whatever, just like walking and showing off. Some girls were showing their panties. Winter just was showing how big she was or whatever, and she kind of like beat out all the other girls. Ah, story time on Philly Shine, I love it. but anyway, so shut the fuck up. So anyway, she ended up being picked, so everybody picked her to be on the seat with the rapper, and they, like, she got in this big mansion, they sent her up in this room, candles, satin sheets, all that other shit, and then, but who comes in the room to fuck her, she didn't really pay attention, you know what I mean, who was fucking her, and in the morning, she wake up, and it's the security guard, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, like, shit goes down. Like, you don't want to get yourself put in that position. Like, how much do you think a person is going to care about you? I got to be cared about before I open my legs. Like, I really do. And you can't expect a stranger, a star, somebody who's never met you before, one night stand, and they get the bar, God, it's just cute, to really care that much about you. And sex is too emotional to play itself. So, but definitely shout out to a lot of things that I learned in my life. And that book, right, that one scene right there, like, it was so intricate. I kind of summarized it a little bit
But it was like really exciting at first. And as the story was going along, it seemed like, oh, really? This is how girls get picked, and I guess that's gonna be her boyfriend. And like that was her whole mindset, was like she about to be wifey or whatever with the bull, but she ended up playing herself.
Terribly sad.
Yeah, coldest winter ever is a definite read. Like that's a one day read. I'm trying to tell you, like. That's a book. You'll pick it up. You'll read it in one day. I might have spoiled a little piece of it for you, but definitely a good read or whatever. Definitely. But Philly Sean, I'm about to go be with the ladies who like to kiss each other. Oh, of course, the end of the show. I hope none of my Facebook friends are there. That's kind of another reason why I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest for a second. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of inboxes from girls who be trying to get me. I don't understand. Like, I don't even put that I like them at all. But, like, all right, whatever. I'm going to put it out there. Even one girl called me or whatever, and I had to put my homeboy on a three-way so that he could listen. Reno, did it go down? It was... I was trying to get her to focus. I'm like, Shorty, you cute. You know what I'm saying? You could come be a promotional model or something. And she's like, why do you want me to promote for you? I just want to eat your pussy. I'm like, yo, Shorty.
Oh, my God.
Reno, what else did she say? She was like.
Oh, my gosh.
Reno was crazy. I was like, wow, what makes you say that? She's like, I just think you're sexy, and I just want to show you the other side. I'm like, listen, Shorty, I appreciate it. Like,
you know me. I was like,
You was crazy. Yeah, Reno is like, invite her over, let me watch. Like, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to all of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get a bit uncouth, but... Y'all know I don't mean no disrespectness.
Nope.
You know what I mean? Even though I call them a midget, I mean little people. Like, you know, I don't want to be disrespectful. I got all that love in my heart. I want to spread out to everybody. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thank you, Nationwide Dream. Thank you, Pinky Darling. Get the coldest winter ever, like Miss Hip Hop. The hip hop is over here on the East Coast, too. I guess it's because you're over there. You didn't get the book. Or whatever.
No, they have it. I just didn't get it. How much time do I have to read something outside of it?
Huh?
It'd be nice. So it'd be nice if I could sit down and read a book.
Yo, like certain books, like I just read my homie, and I might even send this to you. Text me your address. What Every Woman Wants by Jimmy the Saint was a great book. I couldn't put it down. Like I just, I kept that book with me at the studio, bus ride. Like I really. Really, really like that book. You know what I mean? Big ups. I'm going to pass it along. Pass it along to my people. Big ups. Yeah, I'm going to go get his new book, Black Scarface, too. Little plug. But on my way out now, Big Pinky, thank you, honey. I'm going to talk to you soon. Probably even call you right now.
Yeah, you can do that. You can call me after you get off the air. Nice meeting every. What's the fellow's name? I didn't catch anyone's name.
Reno. Yeah, that's Reno. Fuck me and it, Reno.
Reno. Nice to meet you, Reno.
You already know.
I think everybody else hung up. Cupcake, you still on the line? Dream? No, they hung up. All right, well, yeah, we only was there to the end. This is the end. Show was.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for cheering
you
with us. You know what I mean?
Bring your sexy self back.
Next time I'll answer the questions.
Huh?
Next time I'll answer the questions and I won't put it up on my Facebook that I'm here.
Yeah. No. Next time we'll disguise your voice. We'll call you Red or something.
Okay. Yeah. And then I can get style.
Change your name. We're gonna give you another name, not one we said on the show, but we will give you another name so you can come in incognito. I want to be on my show incognito. Like I really be wanting to say, yo, like I'm a fool, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't even gonna know it's me when I do it, but when I do it, it's gonna be banging. I'm a fool, y'all. It's going to be fun. I got some shit up my sleeve. But more things to come. Damn, I want to play some music right now.
Well,
we can't.
Good next week, honey.
Yes, we got you. I'm going to hit you up, Pink Baby.
Good night, everybody. All right. I was amazing.
Hey, baby, tuck yourself in for me.
Ooh, who are you talking to? Who your baby? Who your baby? Oh, I'm his baby. Wham, wham, wham.
Thank you.